The Brewers defeated Arizona 9-4, breaking open a tie game with a five-run inning that included several singles, a bunt, and a pitcher's balk. Combined with Milwaukee's victory on Saturday, the Brewers seem to be cruising toward winning their first playoff series since 1982. But Brewers manager Ron Menicky says the matchup with the Diamondbacks isn't over yet.
Going into Arizona, they're going to be tough. They're not going to slow down. They're going to keep putting the pressure on us. Of course, we'd like to win the first two like we have. And the way we played, I like both games we played.
So did the more than 40,000 cheering fans that packed Miller Park for the weekend, spending about $25 a ticket for standing room and laying out far more than that for seats close to the field. Gary DeRong came from the Twin Cities for both the Wisconsin Badgers football win in Madison Saturday night and the Sunday Brewers game. He acknowledges spending some cash.
But we cut corners in other ways because events like this are few and far between. You know, for people that are around 60 years of age like I am, we haven't seen this kind of stuff.
Caroline Schumacher traveled just a few miles to Miller Park from her home in Wauwatosa. Her way of affording Brewers playoff tickets?
And so you kind of have to, I don't know, maybe buy less groceries that week.
The budget balancing will get trickier if the Brewers keep winning, as ticket prices keep rising the deeper the team goes in the playoffs. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.